Welcome to Head Games Radio. We've got a crowded plate today with Tom Jackson, one of the more thoughtful people, and we're going to have some fun having Tom's comment on some of Michael Wilbon's, shall we say, opinions about the New York media, and we'll get to that in just a second. Then we're going to talk with Buddy Tevens, the Dartmouth football coach, and Fred Eng and Dr. Andrew Jacobs in the middle segment about the corrupting influence of, oh my gosh, athletic scholarships and how parents competing at this level are perhaps corrupting the values that kids might actually be learning from sports. And finally, in the last segment, there is a report card provided to us by the Women's Sports Foundation, and we'll be joined by Dominique Dawes, a former great in Olympic gymnastics, and also Emma Mullins, who is the president-elect and also a Paralympian of the Women's Sports Foundation, to talk about basically a report card on how women's status in international sports and sports in general is progressing. But here's a quote from our friend Carson Palmer. What is going on with the Cincinnati defense?
Huge. You know, it makes our job easier offensively. You know, when you know you can go out there and run the ball and take your checkdowns. You don't need to score on every drive. It just makes your mindset and the whole game a lot easier. So, you know, for our defense to come out, and they've been taking a lot of criticism over the past couple weeks, and them to get two big shutouts in a row is huge for us.
We want to thank ESPN for providing that. When we come back, we're going to talk with Tom Jackson about some of the interesting issues that the New York media have confronted in the last day or so, with Michael Strahan providing what ESPN characterizes as a Journalism 101 lecture. Here's a little bit from Michael Wilbon from yesterday's show.
Well, I think, interestingly enough, one of the coaches that does that doesn't even bother with worrying about sealing the team hermetically, and that's Phil Jackson. Phil uses the media to come right out and skewer his players. He wrote a book saying Kobe Bryant was, you know, he just killed him. Well, who's his greatest relationship with right now? Kobe Bryant. I have, and Pat Riley has tended to do just the opposite. It works, obviously, for Pat. But Phil Jackson's way of basically, and Chuck Daly was another one. He didn't worry about the concept of family. I mean, he did in terms of what they did physically and emotionally when they were together.
That's Michael Wilbon. When we come back, we'll talk with Tom Jackson about the effect of media and how coaches, some coaches can keep their teams together, some leadership on the teams can handle it, and some can't. We'll be right back on Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.